With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Donald Trump remains defiant. A day after being convicted at his criminal trial, White House correspondent Greg Clunkston reports.
Speaking in the lobby of Trump Tower, the former president continued to rage against the legal process that resulted in his guilty verdict, calling the trial very unfair and rigged, describing Judge Marchand as highly conflicted, and saying his gag order is nasty. Trump opened his remarks by warning, "If they can do this to him, they can do it to you." He touted a sharp increase in donations to his campaign and confirmed he would appeal his conviction on all counts. Greg Clugston at Trump Tower in New York.
Also at SRNnews.com, a new poll shows President Biden's job approval rating slipping. The report from Bernie Bennett.
The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Friday shows that 44% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Biden's job performance, 55% disapprove. The latest figure includes 24% who strongly approve of the job Biden is doing and 45% who strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential approval rating of negative 21. Donald Trump's monthly approval rating ran from a high of 51% in February of 2017, his first full month in the White House, to a low of 42% in August of 2017. In December 2020, his final full month in office, Trump earned a monthly job approval rating of 47%, 51% disapproved. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Well, more than 243,000 people in Texas remain without power following severe storms this week. Another round of severe weather is forecast. National Weather Service meteorologist Josh Wise says strong thunderstorms with hail and high winds expected in areas already hit by Tuesday storms. Heavy rain also possible in southern Arkansas, northern Louisiana, and Mississippi. The Dow ahead 89 points, but the NASDAQ is down 261. This is SRN News. A new symbol for the Episcopal Church USA.
You've probably seen the denomination's nearly 100-year-old shield, a white field divided by a red cross with nine small white crosses on a field of blue in the upper left quadrant. Well, Episcopal leadership is debuting a new shield just in time for Gay Pride Month. It keeps the blue field but fills the other three quadrants of the shield with various rainbow pride flags, including the Progress Pride flag and Philadelphia Pride flag. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Samaritan's Purse has sent cleanup crews to states savaged by tornadoes and other strong storms this past weekend. Several people killed by that weather in Oklahoma, Texas, and Arkansas. Samaritan's Purse President Franklin Graham says our relief teams are now deployed on multiple communities, and we've also had Billy Graham Rapid Response Team chaplains on the ground. This is SRN News. The U.S. Department of Labor wants a federal judge to prevent Hyundai and two other Alabama companies from what the government contends is the illegal employment of children. It said it found a 13-year-old working on an assembly line that makes auto body parts. The 2024 Scripps National Spelling Bee was held last night.
Bruhat Soma was unbeatable before he arrived at the Scripps National Spelling Bee, and neither the dictionary nor his competitors nor a lightning round tiebreaker challenged him on the way to victory.
Ramoneur.
R-A-M-O-N-E-U-R.
Apocyopesis.
A-P-O-S-I-O-P-E-S-I-S.
Abseil.
A-B-S-E-I-L.
Pathology.
Bruhat spelled 29 words correctly in the tiebreaker, beating Faison Zaki by 9 to win the title.
Bruhat Soma, you are the 2024.
I'm Norman Hall.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.